This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Today we focus on one of the biggest issues a dairy operator faces, hiring and retaining good employees. Dravina Broussard is founder of Frontline Success and is an expert in the field of employee relations. She joins us now. And Dravina, give us a little background.
Sure, yeah. I'm passionate about people potential. And so what I've built here is really a company that really supports not only getting the right person in the door, but retaining the right person. And so I give companies strategies, tools, tips, and techniques that will help them to do just that. You know, every organization, whether it's a farm or whether it's a Fortune 500 company, it all depends on the people that you have doing the job. Will they do it with excellence? Will they do it the way that it needs to be done every time? And how do you keep them? And so that is really what Frontline Success is all about.
We've had the lowest unemployment numbers, and it seems like the economic climate is doing really well. So in the few years that you've been working with companies, you've probably seen a lot of changes in the employment field.
Yeah, there's a lot of changes. It's a market that obviously is very cyclical, but right now we're at a time where really we are looking for great people because most of them are already working, you know? So it's a time where unemployment is low. And so the market overall is difficult because most of the people you want are working. And so if that's the case, where do you find them? And then once you find them, how do you keep them? You know, because right now they've got everything at their fingertips. You know, it's difficult. There's always changing, you know, just like the laws that came out when you're working with Spanish-speaking employees. There are different nuances that will affect your ability to hire and retain your workforce.
It used to be, it seemed like the employer had the bargaining chip. Now it's the employee. So let's talk about retaining. Say you've got the perfect employee. How do you keep the good ones?
Yeah, the million-dollar question. And we have a number of strategies that we use to do that. First and foremost, it's always about those touch points that you have with the employee. It's about engaging them from the moment you hire them. You know, checking in with them instead of treating them like they're just another person on an assembly line. It's about engaging and making it about more than just the job. So obviously they're here to do a job, but what about their life? What about their family? How can you tap into those resources? And that's really what's going to keep them. It comes down to the FaceTime that you give to your employees. It comes down to appreciating them the way that they want to be appreciated. Not just in the way, you know, not just, and it's not always money. You know, sometimes it's just leaving somebody a candy bar or acknowledging a job well done. You know, a lot of times in the industry, and especially in the farming industry, we're not in the business of giving a fanfare when the job is done correctly, right? That's what's expected of you. But when you have those employees, that star person that's going above and beyond, reward them and acknowledge that as much as you can, because not only is it going to appreciate them and make them feel better, which makes them want to continue doing it, but it also is going to set a culture of accountability and excellence within your organization. And so in the long run, when we look at what makes people stay with their jobs, it's not money. You know, money's actually very low on the totem pole. It's often recognition and praise. It's often fun. So the more that we can add moments of recognition in the workplace, the more that we can add opportunities to praise our current employees for giving above and beyond, you know, and setting those expectations for the rest of your team, the more that we can have fun. You know, sometimes the work is hard, but is there a way that we can incentivize it or create a game out of it or, you know, something to make it fun? Because that, in the long run, jobs are mostly the same. Once you're in a certain position, it's going to be the same at this company. It's going to be the same at the next company. What's the difference is, how fun is it? How much are you being appreciated? How much do you like the people you're working with? You know, what's the culture like there? All of those are the intangibles that go beyond just a written job description. And that's where we focus. We focus on those intangibles and creating the experience when they're on the job that another company or farm couldn't create.
We understand all aspects of communication essential for leaders as they plan on maximizing employee engagement and retention. We'll continue more next week with Dravina Broussard, founder of Frontline Success. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.